In the headlines, education officials have announced the closure of two secondary institutions on Ireland in an effort to address concerns surrounding mold infestation. The Department of Public Service has undertaken an unconventional approach to workplace relations with the launch of a no bullying campaign. And West Indies women are preparing to go head-to-head with the women's Indian team this weekend at the Darren Sammy Cricket Stadium. Details coming up.
Mall at Latune and Viewport. Bed and bath items, small and large appliances, furniture, electronics, and much more. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram.
Hurricane season is here and the time to be prepared is now. Your safety and the safety of your assets begins with you. So don't wait until the last moments to prepare. Make sure trees around your home are properly trimmed to avoid branches and roots from damaging your assets. Test your shutters and generators. Secure loose objects around your property. And remember, always be fully insured. Secure the right policy for your family, yourself, and your assets at Nagico Insurances. For more information and hurricane preparedness tips, visit Nagico.com and the Nagico Insurances Instagram and Facebook page. Be prepared and safe during this hurricane season. Nagico Insurances. Fast, fair, and always there.
Picking the right time can be confusing. Where do you go to get expert advice and a wide range of tiles at low prices? The Tile Gallery. That's where. The new home for classy and unique tiles for any room and outdoor area. Find it all when you visit the Tile Gallery at Home Depot, Wadawash. The Tile Gallery. Affordable style.
And now with the details of the news, I am Heba Talliam. Education officials have announced the closure of two secondary institutions on Ireland in an effort to address concerns. In a statement released by the Ministry of Education, notes, quote, Bocage and Sir Ira Simmons Secondary Schools will remain closed until Monday, November 11th, 2019, end quote. The document went on to address the efforts undertaken to resolve the issue, noting, quote, the ministry has undertaken significant work including deep cleaning, mold remediation, and pre- and post-air quality testing at the various schools and will continue to do so over the next few years. The ministry also assures that post-air quality testing will be undertaken ahead of Monday's reopening of the two schools. The ministry apologizes for any inconvenience caused and remains committed to ensuring instruction resumes at these institutions by Monday of next week, end quote. Meanwhile, one parent of a fifth form Sir Ira Simmons Secondary School student opting to speak on condition of anonymity has expressed concern at the continuous disruption in the educational experience of his daughter.
And I have been very concerned about the disruption at the school with regards to the mold situation. I believe it has a detrimental effect on the students preparing for CXC exam, and I find the ministry did not respond swiftly enough in getting the matter resolved at the earliest, and we have not been assured as to what contingency plan is in place so the children can catch up on the areas they have not covered due to the fact that there was no school. So I'm not sure what the ministry intends to do concerning that, but it's a concern to me because my daughter is a Form 5 student. Of course, she's getting ready for CXC, and I think it's critical that the students be able to be at school as often as they can, that they can complete the syllabus in time for the exams.
Parent of a fifth form, Sir Ira Simmons Secondary School student. The role of physical activity and diet in maintaining the rates of diabetes diagnoses on Ireland has been identified as the premier point of focus for the St. Lucia Diabetes and Hypertension Association throughout the month of November. Observed this year under the theme Protect Your Family, Diabetes Awareness Day activities will comprise a series of walks hosted by the association throughout four communities on Ireland, namely Groseley, Meikhoo, Vieuxfort and Denry. According to President of the Diabetes and Hypertension Association, Andrew Felix, public education on the illness is a significant part of the approach taken this year.
Diabetes is considered a lifestyle disease which affects everyone from all walks of life. There are, however, risk factors which predispose individuals to develop diabetes, such as overweight, sedentary lifestyle, smoking, unhealthy eating habits. We want people to focus on eating clean, eating green, and make sure you're moving. Music and movement is something that we're really going to be focusing on this year. World Diabetes Day is the 14th of November. On the 24th of November, we have a symposium. Our symposium is going to consist of chefs, exercise instructors, we're going to have foot care specialists, we're going to have doctors, we're going to have dietitians, you know, we're going to have a array of individuals coming to help. It's not about talking, it's about showing individuals what they need to do. We do realize that when individuals go to their doctor, the doctor will say, change your diet and exercise. When they leave the doctor's office, they don't know what to do. So what we've decided to do is put a symposium together to show you what to do. It's all good someone saying to you, eat healthy, but do you know what to eat? Do you know how to prepare the food? It's all good someone saying to you, exercise. Do you know how to exercise? Do you know exercise that is safe for you? Do you know how to look after your feet? And I'll give an example. When it rained last week and there was sewer water all in Castries, all those ladies that are walking through town, open-toed shoes, do you realize that you can have a toe infection because you've got an ingrown toenail? Do you know what to do? So all of these answer, all of these questions will be answered at our symposium. Make sure.
President of the Diabetes and Hypertension Association, Andrew Felix. The Department of the Public Service has taken an unconventional approach to workplace relations. The department launched its first ever Say No to Bullying campaign on Monday, November 4th, focusing attention primarily on workplace bullying. More in this report from Julita Peter.
The week-long campaign runs from November 4th to the 8th under the theme Together Let's Stop Bullying and brings together officers from the Ministry of Finance, Ministry of Home Affairs, Justice and National Security, Ministry of Health and Wellness and the Department of the Public Service. Permanent Secretary in the Department of the Public Service, Ms. Peggy Ansudat, noted that while bullying is generally associated with the school environment and youth, workplace bullying is real.
Although they may not be reporting cases of that level of violence to witness among young people in the last few weeks, there have been some questionable behavior that has caused us to delve deeper into the issue with a view to possibly reviewing how we deal with situations of that nature in the public service. This launch is the first in sensitizing key personnel within the public service with the knowledge to recognize, address, and resolve incidents of bullying in the workplace. Workplace bullying has different meanings for different people, and there are many definitions. Simply put, it is always the misuse of power or position. Bullying can be very subtle or open. It can be physical, it can be emotional. It can happen managers to staff, among staff to managers.
The permanent secretary noted that there are several steps that can be taken to address workplace bullying.
As an organization, as a public service, what can we do? And as for the public service, I'm not speaking of the Department of the Public Service, but the public service as a whole. We must be proactive in communicating the expected behavior. Create a workplace where everyone is treated with dignity and respect. Design appropriate and realistic systems of work. Develop productive, respectful relationships. And as much as possible, encourage people to follow the organization's policy on expected behavior.
The workshops will be facilitated by trained counselor, Mrs. Cynthia Alexander, who will address, among other things, understanding the types of behavior which constitute bullying, its impact on the victim and the organization, and best practices and procedures for dealing with workplace bullying. The Department of the Public Service says the next round of workshops will recommence in January 2020 and will target the remaining ministries and departments. The Say No to Bullying campaign is expected to become an annual activity. From the Department of the Public Service, Julita Peter reporting.
West Indies women are preparing to go head-to-head with the women's Indian team this weekend at the Darren Sammy Cricket Stadium. Matches will span Saturday and Sunday, commencing at 6 and 1:30 p.m. respectively. Commenting on the upcoming matchup, Prime Minister Alan Chastney issued this message to fans.
Hey, I'm on the flight from Barbados to St. Lucia with the West Indies women's team coming to St. Lucia to play on Saturday and Sunday. I know Solutions will be out in big numbers, the same way we supported them during the World Cup. They have to come right back out. West Indies against India, Saturday and Sunday, Darren Sammy Stadium. Make sure you're there.
Commentator Joseph Redsperera had a roundup of recent developments in the world of Caribbean cricket.
Well, the West Indies 2019 Corona Life 50 over competition got going yesterday. It was a bit of an anti-climax because the defending champions, which were supposed to be led by Carlos Braffitt, we had a situation where Carlos Braffitt did not in fact play. It's now reported that no statement has been given that Braffitt may not represent the CCC stroke Marooners until after the second game. So what will happen, how it will affect them in the runnings, it's now a doubt whether they may qualify unless they improve. And the game itself, the Leewards got 292, thanks mainly to a brilliant 105 by Devin Thomas, the Antiguan and Leewards wicketkeeper batsman. It was just too much for the already shaken side without Braffitt, and they slumped to 39 for 6, and then there was a report that the acting captain will not, in fact, take the field. Carl Corbin, diving to his left, hurt his hand. He normally opens, did not bat, and except for a 39 late order effort by Jermaine Seals, they managed to reach 98 for 9, with Cornwall taking 4 for 21 with his off spin, and the Leewards winning the first game by 199 runs, a major victory. Later on today, the Jamaican franchise will take on the Barbados franchise, and that should be maybe a match of a higher class. In other news, we have a situation where the zone of the 50 over gets going in Trinidad. That will be no doubt on television and on radio. It's the Windwards versus Guyana, and that's scheduled to start at about 1:30. The Indian touring team just with a win over the West Indies in the ODI women international tournament. They head for St. Lucia, and they play two T20s, one starting on Saturday at 6 and then Sunday at about 1:30. So lots of cricket for Caribbean people to follow, and they're hoping that the good crowds in Antigua will come out to see the women of the Caribbean and, of course, the women of India play at the Darren Sammy. Good news coming out of Afghanistan in general. Phil Simmons was quite happy with the bowling. No one had a bad day. Maybe a little disappointed that Lewis and Hetmyer wasn't among the runs, but a very, very good stand between Chase and Hope saw the West Indies home very easily. But they will want to ensure that they get better starts and that the middle order, when pressed into action, will in fact function. So the West Indies now up one up, as we have a situation where the new coach, certainly Phil Simmons, looking for better results as the tour goes on.
That was Joseph Redsperera. Now to the regional developments brought to you, the kind compliments of Tire Zone.
Getting brand new quality tires and rims for your vehicles have never been so easy. Tire Zone in the blue building next to the VG roundabout sells tires for motorcycles for as low as $180. What? But that's not all. Tire Zone also stock tires for all types of vehicles, including 13-inch for as low as $99, 14-inch starting from $150, 15-inch starting at $185, 16-inch for as low as $195 and 17-inch starting from only $200. Why buy used tires when you can get quality brand new tires for such low prices at Tire Zone? Visit us in the blue building next to the VG Roundabout or call 452-1313, 486-4459 or 724-5996. Again, 452-1313, 486-4459 or 724-5996. Email us at tirezone.slu@gmail.com. Check us out on Facebook and Instagram. Tire Zone.
This is the Carib Update News Service. I'm Wendy Shuttle reporting. The Caribbean Tourism Organization says tourism arrivals in the region for the first half of this year jumped by almost 10%. This is the big story. We're tracking it this hour on a Thursday, November 7, 2019. Details of this story and more straight ahead. Now for the details. The Barbados-based Caribbean Tourism Organization, CTO, says tourist arrivals to the region increased by 9.7% during the first half of 2019 when compared to the same period last year. Addressing the media at a news conference at World Travel Market on Wednesday, CTO Chairman Dominic Pidi said this performance was more than double the global average of 4.4%. Between January and June this year, there were 17.1 million tourist trips to the Caribbean, 1.5 million more than the corresponding period in 2018. The foundation of this performance was a strong United States market, which grew by 20.2%, totaling a first half record of 8.9 million overnight international tourists. During the same period, some 2.1 million Canadian tourists stayed in the region, a 2.4% rise when compared to the same period last year. Barbados will implement a ban on single-use petroleum-based plastic packaging containers and utensils effective January 1. Kirk Humphrey, Minister of Maritime Affairs and the Blue Economy, has urged retailers to remove the items by the January 1 deadline. He said so far most retailers have been complying with the pending legislation and local bag manufacturers are already producing more environmentally friendly bags. More than 200 years ago, a wealthy Antiguan plantation owner helped found Harvard Law School with riches made from slavery. Now, the Prime Minister of Antigua and Barbuda is seeking reparations from Harvard to finance the nation's own public university campus. Prime Minister Gaston Browne made the request in a letter dated October 30, arguing that the law school would not exist without the labor of his country's people and that the university owed amends to his citizens. The Antiguan Prime Minister's push is the latest example of a recent effort to elicit compensation and address historical ties to slavery at major universities in the United States. This fall, Princeton Theological Seminary and Virginia Theological Seminary created reparation funds, and Georgetown said last week that it would create a fund to benefit the dissidents of enslaved people who were sold by the school. This is Newsbreak from the Carib Update News Service. More news as Jamaica looks toward the end of the agreement with the International Monetary Fund this month. Prime Minister Andrew Holness has declared that he remains troubled about the country's level of indebtedness. Jamaica's debt-to-GDP ratio was at 147% at its highest. Under the IMF program, it has been reduced to 93%. Holness told members of the Jamaican community in Shanghai, China on Monday, however, that there's still a far way to go. He noted that unemployment in Jamaica is at an all-time low, the country's ease of doing business rating has improved, and major infrastructure development is taking place. He acknowledged, however, that despite important economic gains being made, there's still a high incidence of extreme poverty. There are no links showing Trinidad's Prime Minister Dr. Keith Rowley received an illicit payment from A&V Drilling through a Miami-based bank based on preliminary investigations. This was stated by Police Commissioner Gary Griffith and Superintendent Wendell Lucas during the weekly news briefing Wednesday. During his contribution to the budget debate on October 9, 2018, opposition MP Dr. Rudal Munilal said he visited banking institutions in Miami, where he claimed he retained emails and documents which revealed Rowley received funds from the A&V Drilling fake oil scandal. Police Commissioner Gary Griffith said that there was no identified transaction between the subject and the other subjects identified. This has been another edition of Newsbreak from the Carib Update News Service, the Caribbean's newsroom. I am Wendy Chateau.
Getting brand new quality tires and rims for your vehicles have never been so easy. Tire Zone in the blue building next to the VG Roundabout sells tires for motorcycles for as low as $180. What? But that's not all. Tire Zone also stocks tires for all types of vehicles, including 13-inch for as low as $99, 14-inch starting from $150, 15-inch starting at $185, 16-inch for as low as $195, and 17-inch starting from only $200. Why buy used tires when you can get quality brand new tires for such low prices at Tire Zone? Visit us in the blue building next to the VG Roundabout or call 452-1313, 486-4459 or 724-5996. Again, 452-1313, 486-4459 or 724-5996. Email us at tirezone.slu@gmail.com. Check us out on Facebook and Instagram. Tire Zone.
To end the news, a recap of the headlines. Education officials have announced the closure of two secondary institutions on island in an effort to address concerns surrounding mold infestation. The Department of the Public Service has taken an unconventional approach to workplace relations for the launch of its first ever No Bullying campaign. And West Indies women are preparing to go head-to-head with the women's Indian team this weekend at the Darren Sammy Cricket Stadium. This has been the Midday News Edition. I am Kiba Talium. Good afternoon.